talk about wearing a lot of hats. This time, under the guise, into a phone booth and changing the cape, the executive director of the Keys to Life organization. And for folks that don't that aren't familiar with that organization, Shirley may tell us a little bit about it.
Keys to Life is in our second year, actually. December will be 2 years. It feels like we've been around longer. And we do cross-cultural emergent programs using the arts. We have the Highland Mountain Lullaby Project as one. We did Camp Kaleidoscope this summer, where kids came to camp and learned about the different cultures in our city. We did community engagement through cooking. Last year, we did the Anchorage Cultural Summit. And we have some great new programs coming up for 2018, a project called Eyes Closed. And it is gathering the stories of immigrants. What are your dreams? And we are doing Festival of Stories. February 2018, we're doing another project, Art for Change. And it's looking at inviting artists to do a piece of work reflecting the diversity in our community.
Okay, lots of good things on the, lots of great things on the horizon.
Yeah.
So let's take our way back machine back to 2017.
Oh, yes.
Because Highland Mountain Lullaby Project is as vibrant as ever this year.
Yes. Last year was our first year, and as some of you might know, it's actually a Carnegie Wills Music Institute project. And there are 25 other lullaby projects around the country. And we are one of those 25. And I think we are now, we had three that do lullabies in prison last year. And I may have four. So we are one of four lullabies who projects that go into the prisons and help mothers write a lullaby for their children. Last year we had 16 teaching artists. This year we have 15 teaching artists that went out to Highland and work with the mothers to write a special song lullaby for their children, which you have the amazing opportunity to hear those songs this Saturday, November the 18th.
Okay, we'll get some information out about that. Let's check in with Glacia, is one of the teaching artists this year. And now you just got involved this year, right?
I did. Tamara Bustamante, who is a returning artist, she is my son's piano teacher. And so since we'd grown up around each other since we were little girls, she knew that I was musical, and she thought, I think you would be really good for this project. You need to check this out. So,
well, talk about your involvement. What did you do? What was it like?
Well, we were able to connect with the mothers. I had a personal mom once we went into Highland, and we sat together. We ate lunch together, although she wasn't as hungry as maybe I was. And I picked up a guitar and some pieces of paper, and we sat together and wrote.
And came up with a new song.
Came up with a new song, I know.
Now, I've got a song queued up here. Is this the one?
Yes, it is. There's another little part to this before the mothers actually sit with the teaching artists. They are given a workbook. And in the workbook, they are asked to write a letter to their child.
Yes.
And the letter is to be found when the child is 20 years old or more. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to say to your child? Mm-hmm. And so from that letter and the rest of the workbook, they began to craft the song.
Yes.
For the child. So the mother and the artist worked together. But before, as I said before the mother meets the artist, she has already gone through this workbook. And it's a time for her to move through that workbook and heal some of the places and say some of the words that perhaps she did not have an opportunity to say to her child. And of course, music is the most amazing vehicle to do that, to say some of the words they didn't say. And a lot of it is, I'm sorry, it's not your fault.
Let's go ahead and play this. This is called Baby Dumpling.
It's about love, 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 loving yourself. It's about love, 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 loving yourself. Sweet baby, I love you so. Love yourself. Forget tomorrow and live for today. Sweet dumpling, God's word is true. He guides my life, he can guide yours too. Be thankful when love decides to stay. Love yourself, treat yourself right. Show you care till the morning light. Love yourself, treat yourself right. Life gets hard for everyone, but don't worry, a new day will come. That's why I'm here singing you this song. Love yourself, treat yourself right. Show you care till the morning light. Love yourself, treat yourself right.
Tune to 90.3 KNBA. That one's Glacia Henderson with Baby Dumpling, which was, of course, a song written in conjunction with one of the moms at Highland Mountain as part of the Lullaby Project. Boy, there are so many themes, Glacia, that run through that. Overcoming adversity and advice to use those resources and social capital and you know, like advice of, but this is all, if I had to tell you this 20 years ago, but I'm telling you now 20 years later. And what's your sense, I mean, as an artist, as a musician, on the cathartic quality of the project? And let's say for this one particular mother, was that tangible?
Oh, goodness. When we played the song, she's like, oh, it's a real song. and then she's a very quiet, you know, she's kind of reserved and quiet, and just the tears started to just slowly start to run down her face. She's very quiet, but they just started to flow. And for myself, I felt it. And of course, I was more nervous about whether she liked the song or not. But because we'd worked so hard outside of the studio and she hadn't been there. But then I felt it inside my heart. And it took quite a bit to not have to grab a tissue next to me.
Yeah. You're a classical trained opera singer. And this is you know, a multidimensional shift for you, of course, with a different genre of music. But this is not just like, okay, I'm going to write a song and go perform. This is this comes from deep place. What was the experience like for you?
Well, goodness, for me, it was very close to home. I have a son. She has three. And in each one of them has a special story. And so the connection, you know, being a mom myself, helped me to really realize how much you want to tell your child, but you just can't get all the words out. So to put it into a song is one of the best ways that I had never thought of until Shirley, to be able to impart all that wisdom. Mm-hmm. So that they could grow, and because you can't save them from everything, but if you can give them the wisdom, they'll make the right choices.
Mm-hmm. Somehow I just flashed on Jim Croce's I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's an easier mechanism. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it's tough to find that right mechanism anyway. Right, it's 8:39. Right. Our guest this morning, Glacia Henderson, and our very good friend, Shirley Mae Springer-Stanton. And Shirley, another CD coming out.
Another CD coming out.
And another concert.
And another concert coming on Saturday, this Saturday coming up, November the 18th, at Highland Mountain Correctional Center at 1 o'clock, and tickets are available at CenterTick. This year we're doing something a little bit different because there are now men at Highland, of which I am hoping next year when we're sitting here that we will have some songs from men, because that's my projection or trajectory for next year's program, is to have men write songs for their children. However, for this year we have two young ladies who wrote a song to their aunt, because I wanted children to write songs, because children have something to say about their parents being incarcerated. And these two amazing young girls wrote a song to their aunt, and we have another song that a group of children wrote to mothers at Highland. So that's new this year. And so I was thinking, start to say, there will be a concert for the inmates at Highland at 10 o'clock, and then the public concert is at 1 o'clock. And it's about a couple of hours. Heartfelt music that mothers have, again, said those words that they often did not say to their children. And now the child has this legacy of music that they can hear over and over again. And what a positive affirmation to have your mom words coming from behind bars. Each mother will get a CD And on that CD, she actually introduces the song. So the kid puts the CD in, and the voice of the mother will come and say, "Hi, this is Mom. I wrote this song especially for you." And then the next voice will be the teaching artist singing the song that the mother and the teaching artist co-wrote together.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
And this year's CD is going to be done soon?
Yeah, we will get it probably Thursday, and it will be available for sale at the concert, as well as T-shirts. We have tote bags. We have prints by Vonnie Gaither, who has the artwork on the CD. So, yeah, this project keeps evolving. If you'd asked me last year when we were sitting here talking, where are you going next year? I wouldn't have said, I probably didn't know. We also did a music book, which of all of the songs, plus songs from last year, which will be given to every elementary music school teacher, so that this music goes beyond the concert, that there's an opportunity for kids to learn this music also.
So this time next year, we'll be talking about the plans for 2019.
Yes, we'll be talking about 2019.
On and on.
Yeah.
Okay. Glacius, we could set to wrap up. Anything you wanted to add?
Oh, gosh, I just have to tell you, I can't even describe the wonderful experience that I had working with such wonderful world-class musicians and at a world-class studio, Kurt's at Surreal Studios, and MJ, and just these mothers, their hearts were really pouring in to work with everyone to make it such an indescribably powerful experience.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Shirley Main, what do we need to, anything else to add besides centertix.net?
Centertix.net. Type in Highland Lullaby Project. Tickets will come up. Purchase your ticket and join us on Saturday, November the 18th at 1 p.m.
Okay, the Highland Mountain Lullaby Project concert coming up on Saturday, centertix.net. Shirley May and Glacia, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning
Line. Thank you for having us.
Very well. 844, Joe Cocker next.
Republicans in Congress are moving plans forward to open up oil and gas drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. Opponents have been able to halt mineral development in the past, but supporters, including some Native corporations, have more momentum. Join us for a look at this issue on the next Native America Calling.
Put a candle in the window. Cause I feel I've got to move. Though I'm going, I'll be coming home soon. Long as I see the light. Pack my bag and let's get moving.